Triple-deckers, or as some people call them, three-deckers, are an iconic part of Boston. They date back to the late 1800s and were a symbol of economic mobility. Triple-deckers are not found in Boston's newest neighborhood, the Seaport District. So, an artist has installed a temporary mock-up of one of them there to, he says, interrogate Boston's history of inequitable housing. WBUR's Amy Garrell checked it out.
Walking along the sidewalk on Northern Avenue, you'll come across two adjacent walls that sort of look like half a house. There are shutters on a window, vinyl siding, and a gutter along the edge of the wall. Passersby Barbara Considine and Teresa Alves stop to take a closer look inside.
It's something about the history and architecture, a nod to our colonial past, to capitalism, nostalgic nationalism, illusion of a single family. So like American dream housing and how it's evolved.
This window looks exactly like the window that I had when I was growing up. We lived in a triple-decker in Everett.
Triple-deckers were first constructed on the outskirts of Boston in the late 1800s, often turning farmland into neighborhoods. For working-class people, these three-floor houses were seen as a way to begin creating generational wealth. You could live on one floor with your family while renting out the other two floors.
It's like the exact opposite of a lot of the development happening now.
That's 32-year-old visual artist Pat Falco, who created this public art installation. He's known for this type of satirical critique.
So instead of building housing for the working class and then letting it elevate them, I feel like the approach now is to build housing for the upper class and let it kind of trickle down to the working class.
New zoning laws prevented the construction of triple-deckers in the early 1900s. Falco says wealthy housing reformers rallied against the style in an anti-immigrant and anti-poor backlash as a way to intentionally prevent economic mobility. This installation is a full-scale mock-up of a triple-decker, a type of building that wouldn't be built in the high-end Seaport neighborhood today. On the inside, it's homey. The wallpaper is the color that Falco calls eviction red. On it are sketches depicting different housing styles in Boston. There are black-and-white photographs and a map.
It's a real literal reminder of where we've come in our housing history.
That's Leah Triplett Harrington, an assistant curator at Now and There, the public art organization that funded and helped Falco install this piece in the Seaport.
You know, there's also a lot of eyes on this neighborhood and thinking about what's going to happen here in the long term. So placing something that's so kind of historically focused in this neighborhood is also a really exciting way to kind of capitalize on that debate.
It's easy to think of this installation as a takedown of gentrification and call it a day. But the Seaport, now full of luxury condos, doesn't have the same narrative of displacement as Boston's other neighborhoods do today. About a decade ago, the neighborhood was a blank slate. Falco's installation gives us the opportunity to consider how the Seaport could have developed differently.
I just think a lot of that history should be considered when making current decisions because we want to avoid, in 50 years, our decisions, like, are we going to look back today and be like, wow, they really made it worse, or did we actually kind of start moving in the right direction?
Through the end of November, this installation offers a glimpse at the fraught history behind an iconic housing style many of us see every day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amy Garrell.